You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We continue reflecting on results that have come through today. We got results from the Bidvest Group around their full year financial results for the year ended June 2024. Joined on the line by Bidvest's CEO, Mpumi Madisa, to take a look at these numbers and try and unpack them and make sense of them. Good evening, Mpumi. Lovely to speak to you again. The last time we spoke, it was looking good. The year's ended. Revenues north of 120 billion rand. Very, very good year nonetheless. Your reflections on this?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, I mean, we think we've delivered a solid result. We've got five of our seven divisions that have increased profits year on year. Four of them delivered double-digit profit growth. The organic growth has been strong across the board, and it's been coupled quite nicely with a very, very strong M&A pipeline that we executed on by the 30th of June in this financial year. We've got 11 transactions that we've brought on board. We've doubled our Australia footprint. We're now in Asia and Singapore. And we've also got other bolt-on acquisitions that we've made across South Africa, UK, and Ireland. So overall, happy. We've had two pressure points, and we've spoken about those. The renewables base was high in commercial products. And secondly, new vehicle volumes were also low in our automotive division. And so those two divisions did experience contraction.
Mpumi, when we look at the business, it's quite difficult to reflect on Bidvest in its entirety because the group is so spread out geographically, but also from an asset base. Let's look at some of the offshore operations, and then we'll come back onshore and just get a sense of how you're faring in other markets, and when, if there are any particular markets that you are favoring, that you're saying, you know what, our consumers in this market are doing a lot better than what we anticipated or better than our other markets. And so we're going to put more effort into that.
Yeah, so I think it's a mixed bag. And I suppose I must just say that offshore has been tough because of higher interest rates and high inflation. You know, in South Africa, we're used to a high inflation environment. It's business as usual. But once you get to the UK and Europe, and the high inflation levels have just really been very difficult to deal with. What we are fortunate with, though, is that we've got contractual businesses where we've got long-term contracts, and in our contracts, on an annual basis, we're able to talk to our clients around inflation-related annual increases. So that's been very good for us, and so we've been able to claw back the increase in inflation across the UK and across our Irish operations. We've made one or two bolt-on acquisitions that are really nice. They're enabling us to broaden our service offering, and that's really going to be good. And from a hygiene perspective, particularly in the UK, we've seen very solid hygiene growth in our hygiene pool. Australia, great for us. We've doubled our footprint. The Australian market is tougher. And very interestingly, from a work-from-home perspective, office occupancies haven't really fully recovered. And we're actually seeing that the Australian market in terms of occupancies is much lower than in our UK and our SA operations. So that is a bit of a pressure point for us, but we've doubled our footprint. We've acquired Consolidated. We're now in Sydney and we're in Melbourne, and we now have an opportunity set where we can double growth in terms of average size of new business that we bid for going forward. And of course, exciting, we're now in Asia for the first time, through Singapore and the hygiene business that we've acquired there. And we really want to bulk up in Singapore before we spread our wings too quickly.
Mpumi, when we look at these acquisitions, I mean, you touched on it saying you've got 11 transactions that have come on board. Obviously, the question then becomes, are there more to come? Is there something else you might be looking at, or are there other assets you might be looking at? Or is it more around saying, we've got these on board, let's get them down, let's get them integrated into the business before we bite off more than we can chew?
Sure. I mean, certainly in Australia, that is our view. We'd like to settle the integration between BIC and Consolidated before we start looking at another acquisition. So that integration is work in progress. We do have a little bit more in the pipeline. And in fact, in South Africa, in the first quarter of the new financial year, we already got competition approval for two transactions. And we also closed out a transaction in the UK that'll be a bolt-on to Noonan. So you'll still see a little bit of M&A coming through in 2025, but certainly not to the extent that we saw at the level of 11 transactions. The one sizable one that is in the pipeline is Citron. We did release a SENS announcement on the 3rd of July on Citron. It's a hygiene business across the US, Canada, and the UK. And on that one, we have made our submissions to the Competition Authority in the UK. So we await the regulatory outcome on that one.
Mpumi, let's come back locally for a second and look at some of the local developments. Acquisitions aside, disposals. Bidvest Bank, Finn Global, goodbye to those. Obviously aligning with where the business wants to move strategically. That's a big decision to make.
It is a big decision. And you know, Jimmy, I mean, periodically we do a portfolio review. Bidvest is very diversified. And we periodically go through a process of just looking at the portfolio and thinking about capital allocation, thinking about growth, thinking about different markets, looking structurally where certain markets have changed or shifted, and then taking a view around what we think growth could look like. And financial services has changed, you know, significantly over the last 3 years, I would probably say. I mean, we're one of only two second-tier banks that are left in the country. The rest have all been acquired either by Capitec or by Nedbank or by African Bank. And so the market from a financial services and a banking sector specifically has changed dramatically. And our view is that Bidvest Bank is better posed to achieve its growth and scale ambitions when it is part of a financial services home, when it's got financial services, big infrastructure that we don't have, and when it's got teams who are really focused on just growth only in that industry. So we see this as an opportunity to set the bank up for its next phase of growth, whilst at the same time recycling capital for Bidvest, because we will obviously use those proceeds to pay down debt and specifically our offshore bond, and then move forward with a far more streamlined portfolio.
What's the price tag?
Jimmy.
We want to know. Maybe one of our listeners out there is thinking, I'm going to buy Bidvest Bank from the Bidvest Group.
And they must bring the offers. I'll tell them if they're in the bracket.
There we go. Offers are open, but it has to be at the right price. Mpumi, let's move to logistics. Transnet's obviously been at the center of a lot of challenges for various companies in South Africa, and it was in your SENS statement as well that was released today around just everything around the logistics framework and the importance of having good logistics infrastructure in South Africa. Are you seeing more positivity from Transnet, given that they did give us their results today as well? The loss is not looking too great there. But from an infrastructure point of view, is the logistics environment getting better?
So, Jimmy, look, there's a lot of work that is going into tag-teaming the space between ourselves and government. Transnet has got a recovery plan that they're executing on. We've got the National Logistics Crisis Committee that is in place, and we're putting our heads together around what needs to be done. And so from a reform perspective, I think we've made a lot of progress. We now need to move into quick execution mode, you know. And unfortunately, when you're talking about logistics infrastructure and supply chain, this is not a short-term fix. It's a multi-year program, but the country needs change in this space quickly. So I think really what will be our Achilles heel is the pace at which we can move. I mean, at the moment, I think we're moving about 150 metric tons on rail. We need to get that to 220 metric tons. That's what the country needs. How do we deal with this delta, and how do we execute moving quickly up the line so that we can move as much cargo on rail as possible? And that's really the problem that we need to try and solve collectively.
I don't know if any SOEs actually understand how the quick implementation of things works, but we'll hope for the best. Mpumi, before I let you go, I want to reflect on that dividend. It's obviously so important as investors and shareholders that when this time of the year comes around, that there is thought to the investors despite the challenging year, despite all of the movements in acquisitions and disposals. That dividend increasing, but still holding steady and maintaining that stability to say to shareholders, thank you for believing in us and we'll continue to do our best.
100%. So we've paid a dividend, full-year dividend is up 4.3%, which is in line with the growth in normalized earnings. And we always take a balanced view around capital allocation. We think about capital that we need for growth in terms of M&A. We think about capital for CapEx and growth CapEx in the group. But we also balance stakeholder interests. And I hope that shareholders will be happy with the dividend.
I'm sure they certainly will be appreciative of the dividend, and if they aren't, they'll be appreciative of potentially a special dividend that'll come from the sale of Bidvest. I think we'll leave it at that one for me. I'm just putting things out there into the universe. I'll let you and your team do the rest. But thank you, Mpumi, as always, for the time and for the insights. That's Mpumi Madisa, CEO at the Bidvest Group, joining me to catch up on their full year's numbers as well as how the business is repositioning itself for the new year's.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.